It's September 10th, 2010. Hello and welcome to Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. This episode of 4MR is brought to you by Carnegie Knight News 21, an alliance of 12 journalism schools in which the top students tell complex stories in inventive ways. See tips for spurring innovation at learn.news21.com. This is another special edition of 4-Minute Roundup on the topic of our special series on Media Shift, Beyond J Schools, examining how journalism education is changing in the digital age. We've had stories about teaching social media, programs that combine journalism and computer programming, and a look at how journalism students are learning more about running a business. Today I talked with New York University professor Jay Rosen, who runs the influential PressThink blog and has become a prolific mindcaster on Twitter. Rosen was a former chair of the NYU journalism program and last year launched the new Studio 20 program, bringing in the arts metaphor of the studio to journalism students. First, I asked Rosen how most journalism schools are dealing with the massive digital disruption happening in the journalism profession.
But the most likely thing that the J schools would do is something we've already seen, which is you just create a new media curriculum or a convergence curriculum or a digital journalism curriculum, and you just tack that onto the existing structure and you kind of hope that'll be enough. And I don't think that works very well at all.
Then Rosen explained to me more about how Studio 20 was taking a different approach than the other journalism programs.
In Studio 20, we take diversely talented people, people who have some skills they're bringing to the table, whether those are technical skills or audio or video, or they're bloggers or they're writers or they're editors or they're managers, and we put them together into a kind of team. And then we run projects in innovation and development with media partners, and the students learn by completing the project.
NYU and Studio 20 will launch a new hyperlocal site covering New York's East Village neighborhood on Monday in conjunction with the New York Times. The Times is also working with CUNY on a separate hyperlocal site. I asked Rosen about the challenges in running a hyperlocal site after so many have failed before.
So I think there's an opportunity for a lot of learning for both the Times and us in making that work. I think it's going to be a big challenge, and this is going to be hard. It's going to be hard to do because there's this many, many parts that have to fit together. It has to be good, you know. It has to be good, and it has to be good consistently. Ultimately, this is going to be a better way to learn reporting than from a textbook or classroom exercises.
Be sure to check out the entire Beyond J School series on PBS Media Shift. Now for this week's poll at Media Shift. The question is, what do you think about the Ping social network on iTunes? Our last poll question was, what's the most important change for journalism schools? 43% said changing the traditional mindset. 18% said teaching multimedia skills. 11% said learning to collaborate. And 11% said not being necessary to become a journalist. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS Media Shift at pbs.org/mediashift. And our sister blog, Idealab, at pbs.org/Idealab. Thanks to podcast sponsor News 21, along with PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.